What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Safe Place with Titus Glenn, where we are having these conversations around topics that will help you find yourself, be yourself, and then let others do the same. So y'all, today's topic, we're going to talk about the ripple effect of divorce, family, friends, and community. Like, looking at how does that impact these three areas. And I'm going to use a couple of stories that I have witnessed out of my own life and share them with you. So stay tuned for this episode of Safe Place with Titus Glenn. Let's get it in.
Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same.
So, y'all, this stuff that I have walked through, I have never expected in my life. You know, who goes into marriage thinking that, hey, I'm finna get a divorce? Or who goes into any situation say, you know what, this is not going to be that long, especially when you're dealing with a personal or really intimate space in your life, right? And so the first year of my divorce was really the hardest year of transition for me. The first area really was family. And let me tell you the story, and then we'll really kind of break it down as to what, how I acted, my response. And now that I'm managing and healing certain things, you know, it's some, my movement may be different, but I'll give you all of it. So my first year in divorce, the first holiday, or rather the second holiday at the end of the year, because we got divorced in May of 2021. That first year, during Christmas, my family was planning the holidays. We were still in COVID, and people were deciding whether we was going to meet in public or, you know, or we would not, because we still have legacy in our family. My great-grandmother is knocking on 96, so we were concerned about her health being exposed to everybody. And so they decided that we were just going to do Zoom. We were going to do Zoom for Christmas this year or that year. And they start planning, and you got to consider, you know, my family. I said we have a pretty big family. But outside of that, like, my family, when they get together for Christmas, it's like a whole church type musical ordeal, because my granny had 8 kids. And then we have an aunt that my granddad, you know, they had a daughter. He had a daughter, and we include her because they all have the same dad. And they each family of those 9, those that can make it, put together some type of skit, some type of song, some type of something to contribute to the program for the holidays. So this particular year, they had the committee. I wasn't on the committee. You know, that's another story. I tend to just chill and just show up. But this particular year, they were planning and stuff like that. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just go, because this first year I was really embarrassed. Really embarrassed because I didn't have the family as I had it before. And it was just a different experience for me to feel like I had to explain myself or to show up differently was really a hard place. So on the day of the, or maybe the days before going into the holidays to get onto the Zoom, they sent out the links. And y'all, the link that they sent out was the mother of my children's Zoom link. When I say I was triggered as funky uncles carrying kites, I was like triggered because you know how you ain't told nobody, but you sense that everybody know, because once one person find out, then there's certain people that just can't hold water. I was like really, really hurt, to say the least. And I didn't communicate that because I was going to and did show up to that Zoom trying to be, I guess in my opinion, the bigger person. Or just showing up to participate in my family event, right? And so I got on Zoom, went ahead and get on Zoom, and I was legit there for just like 60 to 90 seconds because I was like, there she is, there I am. And it was really traumatic event. It was just a different experience that I didn't have the strength to push through. So I logged off. And I had some family members that supported it and some was like didn't. And having this awareness really put me in a space of an inner knowing that I needed to do what was best for me. And what I think was really hurtful was the family members I had talked to about it. I had got wind that some people's perspective about what you're going through, they're really not concerned with. And for example, some people consider it to be okay that if you're going through a situation and involve somebody else, that it doesn't affect them. And so they continue to move as though it's okay. And I took that really, really, what am I trying to say? It didn't feel good. Because when it comes to family, you would consider them a refuge of sorts. You would consider them a place that you can confide in and go get your healing, right? So when you're walking through separating yourself from the marriage, right, you hope that when you get into your other family space that you don't have to see them as you are healing, right? But that wasn't necessarily the case for me, because there were instances where they were having events and the mother of my children was still showing up. And this is no heat or no judgment to her or them. This is just an awareness that these things happen that we don't necessarily consider, you know, the people that are going through and what it looks like. Now, I will say I did have some family members that were like, are you okay with them being there or them being in this area, and how do we move accordingly? For example, this is a prime example of you making sure that you are okay with what's going on and how your energy is. So I had another situation with a family member that I got invited to their party, and I know that the mother of my children and this particular family member are close. So I was anticipating the mother of my children being there. But all at the same time, you know, I wanted to go support this particular family member in their birthday. But here's the thing. Because the way that I was moving and the way that the mother of my children was moving, you know, they were still had relationships with other family members. And I had got when that It was possible that the mother of my children had started dating. I don't know if it was true or not, but you know, that's her business. But in this space, her dating had also landed an opportunity for her to go out with this particular cousin and their partner and her partner, or husband, or however you want to call it, right? And so I was like preparing my mind, like, okay, I'm gonna go, I'm just going to support. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what does this look like? Am I gonna run into something to see? Like, am I ready for that? These are questions that you ask yourself. Am I ready for them, for me to see them with somebody else in this space of my managing triggers and healing and all this? It's like legit, you really have to check on yourself. So I decided to go to the birthday party out of honor and trying to celebrate, because it was just, that's just what we do, right, as family. And so I went, and the cousin family member that I'm talking about, I walked in. When I say the cousin family member, I'm talking about the one that was speaking up or really felt like I had my back, walked in, and I sat at their table where other family members were, and we were just talking. And then next thing I know, the mother of my children walks in, and she sits at the exact same table that I'm sitting. And because I had conversations with this particular family member, they looked at me and to make sure I was okay, because I was already, when I say it was a whole deal for me to go to this birthday party, it was a freaking whole deal because my mental was still being healed and managed, right? And so they were like, if you don't want them at the table, you know, we'll handle it. And because I don't like confrontation, right, I just told them, you know what, it's okay, we'll get through it. But what that did was, that did help me get through that night, because I felt like somebody had my back, right? And so we went through that whole evening. For the most part, I stayed as long as I could, but I was triggered the whole night. I was triggered the entire evening, because in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, the person that they're dating, seeing, are they in the room? Because there were other situations that I had encountered with this particular family member who had the birthday and the mother of my children. Like, are they in cahoots? What's going on? Because there were in my perception, my feelings in certain areas have never been validated. And so it was really hard, and this is my perception, and it was just really hard to really sit in that room that night. And when I left, y'all, although I went, I will say if I had to do it again, I would not have went to that birthday party. Let me tell you why. It took me 3 weeks. I kid you not, it took me 3 weeks to recover mentally from putting myself in that situation. And even though it was their birthday party, we was honoring them, I did not do my due diligence to check on my capacity to deal with that. And you have to check on your mental space. You got to check on your emotions. And I've learned that just because you want to show up for people, if you're not okay, it's okay not to be okay. And if that person is not accepting of you not being okay, and they make it all about them, I don't care what's going on, they really don't have your best interest in mind. And you know what? That's okay too, because They have their own idea of what it should look like. And you have your own idea of what it should look like for you. And that's okay. You have to do what works for you. And so in this space of family, I've had this awareness that, believe it or not, when you're walking through this space, you make your family choose. You have to. I ain't gonna say you have to, but it really is a space to where you're forcing them to choose. And even if you're not aware of, they're in the middle of it. Like going through a divorce, going through separation, everybody's in the middle. And if they're not picking a side, they're picking a side. Because some people know your side, some people know their side. But what it takes and what I have seen people do, and kudos to those that know how to do this, is knowing how to ride the middle lane. And I had this conversation, and y'all might hear me say I had this conversation with my mother because I talked to her. I did talk to her about this at a particular one point of time. I would have conversations with my mother about relationship with the mother of my children, what that looks like. And I had to tell her, I said, I have no problem with the mother of my children having relationships with other people that are in my family, right? Because what I do know is that they have established relationship. Now, what I don't subscribe to, and what I have learned from, is that when somebody's going through the healing journey for somebody, it's not always best to bring that other entity into intimate spaces. And regardless of how you feel about it, sometimes you have to choose. And sometimes you have to have conversation. If you're not going to choose, at least have the conversation to make it apparent that this is what's going on. And check on somebody's mental space and say, how are you feeling about this person being in this space? And yeah, it may look different. Maybe it could feel different. But for the sake of everybody's healing, the conversation needs to be had. And that's where I faulted. I raised my hand like I'm in church. I should have had a conversation with my family to say, hey, is such and such going to be there? I'm not going to be there because such and such and such. And I did when I finally just admitted it openly that, hey, me and such and such are divorced and I will not be at these functions because I'm still on my healing journey. I'm still managing just seeing them when we have to get the kids. I'm managing working through not being triggered every time something is said about this individual. And have I got better? Yes. But I will say, for those that are walking through and family members that might be seeing this, check on your divorced family members, because sometimes they're not okay. And although you might want to have a relationship with that individual, that in-law, you can still have your relationship. But when the two people are coming together, I would encourage you to have some type of empathetic or sympathize with both parties to check to see how they are doing with seeing each other, because it really is a whole or deal. And on the other end, if you don't have a voice, speak up for yourself. Learn to be courageous to say, this is what's going on. You know, can you not invite them? Because I've had a friend who told me before I got divorced, they had a similar situation where their family members were still inviting their ex to events. And my friend had to tell them, listen, this is not what that is. Could you not invite them to places I'm going to be? Especially to me, in the confines of family, who's supposed to be intimate, then some things people know, but they don't know, right? Or they don't care. But two things you discover: if you speak the truth on how you feel, right, then your voice is heard. And if they don't respond to how you feel, then you know where they lie, and you still get to choose whether to partake in that, right? So these are lessons that I've learned on dealing with family in this ripple effect of divorce. And what I've also discovered and what I believe to be true, which and I see it in other areas of other people's lives, that family in itself is really sometimes only described by way of we got here through this lineage. But honestly and truthfully, we're not family. And I say that in all love, because I was talking to a friend the other day and we had this, he brought this to my awareness. He's like, Titus, people don't understand that the root word of family is familiar. Right. And that set me entirely free, because I have family that, and this might be you, like, you know, oh, we're family. Oh, we're family. But when it comes down to you protecting somebody's emotions and protecting, like, you don't show up or you don't follow through, like, that is not what family do. And I you know, I have fallen short too. I have fallen short when it comes to maybe me showing up for some of them. But in this healing and in this managing moment, I'm learning that you become family with those that can relate to you, that are familiar with you, and you build relationship, like you check in on. And, you know, I might get some heat and some flack about this conversation that I'm having, but it needs to be said, and there's no heat and no judgment, because I know that the people that are family to me by way of blood, they have their own people that they talk to too. There's no heat and no judgment. They're just to say that in this space, I have learned what family is and what it looks like. And I still show up and I still love people. And I still, you know, at this point, going to family events when I can. And there's no love lost. I have just learned that when people rock for you, they show up differently. Also, I've learned that some people don't know how to have that balance. I recently just had a conversation with a family member, and I had to share with them that me seeing you with the mother of my children on a regular and you wanting me to support, I have to make you aware, because I'm losing a little respect for you, because we're supposed to be, you know, I ain't gonna say we're supposed to be close, but in my head, I'm thinking, I thought we had a different relationship. And I had to explain to them, like, God bless you. However, I had to let you know how I feel. And in this season of managing your emotions and healing, you have to communicate how you feel. And I was grateful that I did, because this individual basically said, you know what, forgive me. I want you to be able to feel safe in this environment. And so that, you know, if you don't want them around, I will make adjustments. And so if I hadn't said anything, though, we probably would never have the conversation. I would have been harboring that in my heart. And so, yeah, y'all, check on your divorcee family members. You can check on both parties, right? You can check on the in-law. You can check on the other person. But when it comes to family gatherings, I would beg and plead with somebody to have some type of wisdom to ask both parties if they're okay. And if you consider your direct family to be important, then have a conversation with your in-laws. Say, hey, we love you, but if you could just give us time to regroup, because it might circle back around. I had another observation through another friend who went through another divorce, and it was, I didn't understand it at the time, but now I get it, because they were members. Well, we'll say that story for the end when we talk about community. And that is our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Safe Place with Titus Glenn. We're going to continue this conversation same time next week. So make sure you are tuning in. Until then, if you have a situation or you want to chime in on the conversation, find us on Facebook at Safe Place with Titus Glenn Podcast. Until then, guys, you take care and be blessed.